This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige.
Yeah.
And we continue on with the news brought to you by Gosling Electric. So this cop who arrested a very famous person for drunk driving was named Officer of the Year, and his name is Michael Arkansas.
Michael Arkansas. Related
Arkansas.
To Johnny.
Oh,
okay. Not related to Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, no. So he's from Sag Harbor, New York.
Oh, Lord. His pants are.
You know what? You're a sag. No, Paige is, right? Screen Actors Guild? No, I'm just kidding.
I have worked for SAG and AFTRA.
Fat Boys remember the Free Actors Guild.
Says here that Paige's boobs just won a SAG award.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, local. Well,
hey, I wear a bra every single day.
I do, too. What's
I'll
your
have
point?
You know.
They're hitting them fast.
Yours is over your nose, though.
Pardon?
They're hitting them quick. It was either your balls or her boobs. I had to divvy out the joke.
I appreciate that.
Right. Thank you. I'll take
That's
it.
That's your quality right there.
You know, I don't have balls. I don't know what I'd do if I had them hanging off of me.
Like, you wouldn't have that long hair, first
off. You'd
look
like a zany Christmas tree.
We'd have to draw a mustache on you just so we knew, you know. Just to help us out.
If I had balls and breasts, I wouldn't be running anywhere.
For real, like in the 70s and 80s, where like from behind you couldn't tell women and men apart because of the long hair and the jeans.
Yeah.
Fit on the ass the same way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It just,
had to be
you
tough.
Turn around, you got bumps in both places.
I remember on Three's Company, Larry got in the bumper car with a man, thought it was a woman, put his arm around him. Whoa, you got a goatee. You're a man. Out of here.
Did you say I was in the Fat Actors Guild and I won an award?
Free.
Yeah.
Free.
Oh, free.
Guild.
I thought you said fat.
Yeah. I would not body shame you in any way, shape,
he's,
form,
he's
or
fashion. FAFTRA.
I thought I was in the Fat Actors Guild. I thought I had my card around here
no,
somewhere.
No, no. You're thinking of me winning the Carolina Leaders in Talk Award for 5 years running in a row. I'm like basically the Undertaker of that damn award.
That's a long streak.
Well, I mean, it's what the janitor said.
That's
but
a
also,
long Carolina Leaders in Talk.
I don't have the Georgia title, but nobody wants the glit. I mean, it's like, oh, who cares?
I mean, come on.
I get two states out of mine. Anyway.
Yep.
Hmm. Also, the Federation of Television and Radio Artists can work for them, too.
FARA?
AFTRA.
Oh.
You don't get what's going on, do you?
No, she don't. It's fine, though. There's many listening now that think, man, you guys aren't making sense.
Hey, everybody wants to join the Fat Actors Guild now. They're pulling over. Because they're already laughing so hard they pulled over. If all the texts
look at her, look at her.
There you go.
Yeah. I had to look like I was punching myself in the face for her to get what I meant. Yikes.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So.
Paige Ashley wants to go to a cockfight this weekend.
She really does.
I'm going to stage it.
God, she'll host it. She's available for bookings. You can book her, folks. She can get a booking.
Either way, she's abusing animals or she's a madam. We don't know. I can't. I got to go back to the drunk text around Christmas page. We need to stop child trafficking. Paige texts me after midnight over Christmas.
I was upset.
And I was like, well, you should cut your credit card up.
There's a kid that disappeared.
I was like, quit, then stop. Gosh. Who did you mean to send this to?
Well, she's all over here handing out materials. I don't know what the Confederation of Uncircumcised New Teenagers is.
Oh, stop.
You can take that one back. Thank you.
I did not. Oh, my gosh. Okay, back to the story because this is really important. So this name, Michael Arkinson, probably isn't on your, you know, your list every
just like
day.
The state.
But he is very, he's been honored. And he is the one who arrested Justin Timberlake for drunk driving last year.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, you know, if you read the stories, Timberlake allegedly was taking everybody's drink at the table whenever they go to the bathroom. He was just like drinking everything.
Heck yeah.
So he was good and sauced.
So he was, this guy was honored for making, quote, an immediate impact within the department and the community. He's being a rookie led by a now famous interaction with Justin during the arrest.
What, like, was he belligerent? I can't remember.
Because he didn't recognize who he was. He was too young to recognize him.
You know, used to, didn't let him off. I'm not saying this from any kind of point of view that I know it, but used to, you always thought if you're a celebrity, you would be able to, like, get off of situations like that. Cause it's like, oh, sorry, Mr. Presley, or whoever you are.
That's all good, man. Damn. But I'm just driving around.
Now it's like a feather in the cap if you arrest a famous person. I mean, like, if you're the guy who busted Eddie Murphy with that transsexual prostitute that time.
Oh, yeah. He's just giving her a ride home years ago.
That's all it was. Sweet Divine, was that her name? Divine Brown?
No, that was Hugh Grant.
Okay. But that was a regular lady prostitute, not a man dressed as a woman pretending to be a prostitute lady.
Then she got in. She's like, you donkey. You donkey.
I'm a trans hoe.
You need a ride home, baby.
Oh, boy.
You donkey.
You'll be donkey in the future.
Donkey.
You're going to do a bunch of family movies for like 15 years to make everybody forget about this moment right now.
See, this is where
I do the voice of Chris Rock when I do it.
Yeah, you do.
I know I couldn't be a cop. Because I would have, you know.
Why couldn't you be a cop?
Oh, I mean, I'd be on the
You would take all the payouts.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah, I would, for real. I'd tell Timberlake, so look, here's my card. You need anything while you're in town? I'm a dirty cop. There you go.
Just, you know, grease my palms.
No. Put me on the payroll.
Got it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, if you're a cop and you bust, like, one of these big drug busts, they should give you a little bit of the cash. It goes to the general fund anyway. Like, they should give you a bonus. Why not? They're going to put it all in a picture, and then what?
What if it's stolen and it goes back to whoever it...
It ain't going to, like, in a drug bust, they don't do that.
Still to this day, you know, I'll ask AI one day, like, where does that money go?
General fund, right?
Yeah, but what does that mean? I mean, we can't... We have a general fund of slush money, of drug money, but we don't know where the $2 billion is in this state alone.
Not like they're handing it out. Get your dollar.
You wait till Elon comes here. Oh,
God. You know he will.
He's going to buy BMW, I heard. Starting a rumor.
If they want to really start that department at the state level, they'll at least consult him on how it works.
Dude, governors would start resigning like left and right. But nobody would run for office anymore. Like, for real. We might be shooting ourselves in the foot with this thing. No one's going to run and run for office now because you can't. It's not dirty. It's not going to be able to be dirty anymore.
Where did the over $2 trillion in the Treasury payments go that they can't track?
I don't know.
I would love to know who got that money. We're going to have Elon come in here and check out the books now.
Like, where did it go? See, that's the weird thing. You look at a balance sheet of this government, and this is pre-Trump, and we owe this money to this country. I'm not going to say which country either, because I know how some of you are. We owe this money to this country. But then that money, we can pay off that country and be good and everything. We're giving to this other country to help them out, because we feel sorry for them. Yeah. We feel bad for them. But nobody ever says, you know what, America? We want to pay your debt for you. We'd like to give you some money for your war efforts. No.
God,
I'm about tired of it.
Okay. If the payments
were running.
Okay.
I'm not running anywhere.
I'm briskly walking for office.
You do run out the door, though. I've seen you.
If the payments were not coded.
It's 10 o'clock, Paige.
9:53, hopefully today. If the payments are not coded, Wouldn't you go to the – I imagine there's only one person that can authorize these or code the payments. Wouldn't you, like, start tracking the people?
See, I don't even know. When it's all digital and there's not even really physical checks written, like, how would you actually
– I say that's a lot of money, and it is, but do you know how much money we print a day?
400 million?
531.
531.
A day. Yeah. I don't know how much is coins. But it's like 35 million in paper notes, I believe. And most of them are $1 bills. But that much a day?
The penny thing is a real interesting thing.
We need pennies. I don't know why we're getting rid of them.
It costs 3 cents to make one penny.
But it will also, no one's going to round down. Everyone will round up. So everything that would have been 1 cent, 2 cent, and I know nothing is, but I'm talking about big scale, will immediately go to 5 cent because that's the only scale that there would be. It's like when the British did the 6 pence. We got pence again. Trump will pop back on it.
It doesn't take that long to count pennies in a register. I mean, that's
now you got them little salad shooters or whatever they are, where you just throw them all in. Coin stars, that's it. Salad shooter. What am I thinking? I don't know. That's a thing. It did take like 10% or whatever it is. It's like, dude, if it keeps me from having to. You ever try to roll quarters?
It sucks. Yeah. Unless you got the little machine.
Like, I'm fine to pay somebody a percentage to just pour it in there and you can even, yeah.
The machine's cool.
You got $10 in there.
Yeah. I can step over and cut a key, and then I can take another step over and exchange my propane tank. It's one-stop damn shopping.
Why will banks not take them unless you roll them? And I'm like, why am I doing your job?
You're
for
also
you?
Assuming I'm putting all of them in there.
It's easy to count.
Fat boy, I heard we just made the $3 bill with your face all over them.
Oh my God!
Come on, Trump. I thought we were cool.
I thought we were supposed to. A little red, white, and blue light was supposed to go off when he was going to pop in.
I forgot to press the button. Damn it!
Sorry, I love it.
What else is going on?
Okay.
She's so used to only being able to do one story.
Am I going to do another one? Well, Billy Corgan, he was doing it.
What? Enough about Jeremy Clements.
He was on with Joe Rogan. You ever listen to that pod?
No. Not for him, but like for the guest. Okay. Sometimes he'll have a lot of guests that nobody like cares or that aren't interesting.
So Billy Corgan did say something pretty interesting. Like he says that the tide is going to turn for Nickelback and Creed, which is it already has.
What's
for
the
Creed
tide?
Especially. Because when
people
they
act
the,
like they don't like them, but they secretly
do. No, back to the 90s when their tour last year was so successful with Creed that they're doing it again. But I think people are starting to realize the talent of Scott Stapp and especially Mark Tremonti.
Look, man, that tour Creed last summer was huge.
Yes,
and made
it
a lot of money.
And they're such a good band. I mean,
I wonder if they do freaking Edge's theme song when they go out. I know it was not a Nickelback song, but it was a Tremonti.
I don't think so. Metalingus was the song.
Alter Bridge is.
Alter Bridge, yeah, yes.
Miles Kennedy.
They Edge to a theme song. You got it mixed up.
Nope.
Which is not good for you.
You got cucked listening to Edge. It's his theme song.
Yeah.
I forget, like, he's in listening distance. That shouldn't. I love Edge. Cope.
Mm-hmm. He loves our superstar. Downtown scene. Edge Phoenix.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a last name until he married Beth.
The kids.
Took her name.
And Nickelback.
Screw you, Christian.
They are such
not Chris Jens, but Christian. Christian Cage, the patriarch.
Good showman. I mean, every time I've seen them, they put on a killer show.
They got flames on the stage, dude.
And
Chad Kroeger used to go downtown to get laid like crazy.
Chad is so nice. Every time I've met him, he's just been super sweet. And super
I like his grandparents' grocery store.
That's a Crodger. That's the first thing Paige will say about somebody is if they're nice. Like,
I've met some blank holes in my day.
Enough about last weekend.
No, last weekend I didn't mean anything.
You didn't wax any?
I'm not at that point.
She's doing back facials, whatever that is.
I'm doing a facial today.
It's not a backle.
No, that's with rocks and massage.
You're not going to wax the strip, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm not at here. That point yet. I'm not waxing.
I mean, it ain't going to be that hard to do, right?
I'll beg you to come in and let me wax you, please.
Come in. I want to do the waxing.
Yeah, I'll do it. Whatever you want waxed.
Where was this when we were doing all these punishments and stuff?
I wasn't going to school.
We used to try to get a, I don't know what you call those people, waxers? Mm-hmm. Nah, estheticians. It's like, man, I don't get up at 8 o'clock.
Let me see if I can put this in friendly terms here of food. I'll hold the roast beef and you can work the bun.
I figured it's going to be a seafood reference.
Oh, no. I don't want to ruin it for myself.
Just let me know if I need to bring in hard or soft wax.
I don't even know what the hell the difference is. Who the hell wants hard wax? Does that mean it's like pulling out more?
It just goes quickly.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want that then. Nobody wants it to last.
I can do your legs.
So you don't sit there with a tweezer and just pull one out.
Yeah. Are you supposed to do it fast?
I'll do it slowly and make you scream.
She uses a Flobee on your crotch.
If you got that much going on.
I don't do Brazilian, so.
Well, look, you don't have to be racist.
Well,
about
leave the Portuguese alone, Paige.
Just like if that's what you want.
They're the only place left with a Jesus statue in this world.
I haven't got my license to that point.
I love talking to your mom about Brazil because a very dirty city Rio is. We saw that during the Olympics.
Yeah, God, I can't remember. There's some model or some actress that I follow on Instagram, and she's in Brazil.
Pretty.
And she's wearing this. Oh, it's Emily. I can't say her last name. Emily Ratajkowski. Is that?
Yeah. She's Brazilian?
No, she was in Brazil.
Oh, okay.
She's in Rio. And she's wearing like the most revealing bikini like you've almost ever seen in your life.
They don't even wear thongs.
But then in the background, you see the big statue of Jesus up there. And his arms are like, he's wanting a hug right now. That's what his arms are wide up. He wants a hug up there on that mountain.
That's where you get the hair doing.
Talking like Chris Rock a lot
butt
today.
Butt lift.
With Jesus with his arms.
Jesus with his arms. Give me a hug.
Get those curves in your butt.
If you look as good as she does, and you know any female that's not famous anywhere, you look as good as you look, knowing you can have, virtually you could hook up with anybody you wanted to at any time. That's got to be some kind of like ego trip. I can't even process it.
Me neither.
But that also says, like, I just feel like you're sitting there, and what you're saying is true, but like it also makes men sound like we're like just nothing but pushovers for the vagine.
Yeah.
It's that balance that nature like instills in us that, you know, it's just like women know this, but they have that, you know, self, you know, balance
respect.
Where they don't indulge.
Yeah, I'd never send those kind of pictures out.
But they know they could do that, but they're like, I'm not going to. Don't need to. Because they're not wired to go out, you know, and get pounded.
You're thinking of like for example, you know, they always use like the fat kid in dodgeball, last person picked.
Yeah.
But that doesn't apply to women.
Because
my point with that is and I won't say her name, Callie, don't text, but the most ugliest girl in my high school, and she was, I'm not even going to say why she was ugly.
Oh.
She's just incredibly unattractive.
Like, just didn't have a chance, you don't think.
Did she have a good heart? Was there something?
Two of my best friends thought that one day. And I'm sitting over here, like, just saying, I wish two girls would try that on me.
I gotta see.
And then these two guys, and it was like maybe like a joke to them. And I'm like, but she, who cares for her if it was a joke? Two hot guys were banging her.
Yeah.
Like, who cares at that point? I mean, I'm thinking, if I'm a guy and two hot girls are wanting to make a joke out of it and
that's terrible.
Have a threesome, I don't care.
I don't
look, you know, Cena's made no bones about it before. They had a challenge amongst the boys back in the day who could get the biggest girl, and he's had quite a few.
But I don't want sympathy sex. I don't want to just do it because people feel bad for me.
It's not a feel bad thing. It's you know how men are.
That's the female balance. Yeah. Like, they put it through that checklist of, you know, even though I could do this.
Yeah.
This, that, and like they think about the end game down the road.
Or if he's so hot for you and he's got a crush on you, and when you have sex with him he lasts 2 minutes, what's the payoff for you?
Us guys, we just see something bounce a couple times, that's enough to get us going.
Still, I don't understand why that's not a compliment to women. I don't understand.
Maybe
why
it is
that
to
a compliment?
Some.
A comp because you did that so fast for me. You're awesome. We'll go again, but I'm just saying, like,
I mean, you shouldn't take
so long. I mean, you might have to work for it to get back up there, but I mean, like, saying, all right, we're gonna take a break. 1-800-7 I'm not giving out the numbers. I don't want any calls off that. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, come on, man.
I said, is that Breaking Benjamin?
Five finger death punch.
Love it.
I said five finger discount. That's shoplifting.
That's us this afternoon. Right. Store near you. If you got a lot that's pretty big, we'll come hit it.
As soon as the protest is over, we'll come smashing. We don't smash and grab. We loot and poot. We take all your goods and then crop dust the entire store.
We're going to start a two-man protest. Why you don't start lunch at 10:30?
Looting.
If you want to join, you can.
We're actually going to protest. No, I'm not going to say that. Never mind. I was going to say we're going to go protest hummus.
I hear Zoltan.
You know, the Greek, what is that, a condiment or what do you call that?
Well, it's like a...
It's a side, I guess.
Yeah, it's like a dip, right? You get peanut butter hummus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to go protest hummus.
Why? What did hummus ever do to you?
We've demanded that hummus...
I think she is. Here's another one she's not getting yet. Are they talking about Roy Hummus from downstairs?
I don't know how much she keeps up.
His last name's Hummers.
He's talking about...
I think Paige is like turned on by the Marvin Gaye right now.
She really is. He had that effect on people.
Oh, man.
That's probably why his dad shot him. Oh. I don't like how people like you so much. Bang. Maybe Mike Breen shot him. Bang.
Oh, shoot. come, guy, just float. Isn't it amazing, though, that and this song's been altered, obviously, stripped down instrumentally, but the fact that that song is just... It intertwines with it.
I know. What a song.
You really did trick her on the hummus. Guess what? Boko Haram's not a lunch special either.
I don't think... And this isn't making... This is the fun. But like... You don't get it, right?
Hamas.
Okay! My God! Can I hug you right now?
Is this how these videos start?
We'll do a side hug. For real, I want to hug you.
A real man wouldn't ask, okay?
That's not true. I heard as late as last year they said you have to start asking for hugs.
But I love hummus.
Yes.
So you had me with the hummus, and then I had to cut that out of my diet.
Well, that and
the bread.
Well, that steak you order, you can't have that one anymore. Mm-mm. That particular steak you order. See, Fat Boy gets this one. That steak she has, Fat Boy, she can't have it anymore.
She can't.
She can't have that cut of the steak anymore.
She loves it. She loves the tube steak. And the meat, too. She is really, you know, she gets her going.
The fact that, like, meat in one is showing off. A meat and two and a dessert?
Yeah, yes.
Yikes.
I saw that Trump turn his mic off for the day. Evidently, he's got a limit.
No, he does.
He's got a daily limit.
Well, he's got meetings.
He really does.
And I think he's teeing off at 9:10.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be too full.
Speaking of golf, I don't know. Let's go to Tim Looper. P1 Looper.
Hey.
I don't know why I said golf. I didn't want to
meet you. All right, guys.
How's it going, Loop?
I'm doing well. Got a little squirrel problem, but other than that...
Is that code for something, or...?
No. Okay. There's no code. This is like I was taking a crap earlier, and a notification comes up on my phone. We have a bird. And I can't keep the freaking squirrels away.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. So it's, they're so freaking intelligent. It's something you said, Bad Boy, I forget when it was, about
nothing intelligent.
The squirrel like saluting you or something.
What? Yeah, he walks up to the sliding glass door and looks in it, and then he puts his, he puts his
like he's peering
he's
in.
Yeah, like you can see. I wish I had it on video, man. I swear to God he did it. It's the same squirrel that when I put the bird feeder up, I put the KY jelly on the pole, and then he found a way to still shake it and get the seed out.
Good Lord.
I had one that broke into the feed bag and ate it all, and I named him Pooh because he got really fat.
Not because he smelled bad?
Like Winnie.
And he's got big nuts, Looper, like big. Like big, big squirrel nuts. I swear.
Is it a lady squirrel or a man squirrel?
I don't know. I haven't taken time to examine.
Can
but
I ask if it was an albino?
No, those are rare. Albino.
Those are rare.
Well, take it to.
But he's got like
go to
a camera.
Hendersonville to see those.
He's got a camera.
I know. I see it on Instagram sometimes. It's like bank surveillance is grainy as crap. Still, bank surveillance is grainy as crap. But Tim Looper's got a camera inside of his bird feeder that is as clear as the day is long. It's incredible.
It's
is that
true.
A Ring
like,
doorbell door feeder birds?
Are your birds going like, hungry?
See, one question. They're not. They're not. And that's kind of my dilemma. And I'm questioning who's the smart one here. Because we're feeding the birds.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We even tried to put like, what was it, pepper? Because allegedly squirrels don't like spicy.
Oh, yeah, that's cayenne
that's
pepper. It's bullcrap. It's absolutely bullcrap. It doesn't work with pigs either. I've had so many farm vets say, I said, hey, I want to keep the pigs from this certain part of the farm because I want it not to look like fortune hunters came through here. Because the pigs are getting there to just dig the whole yard.
They really will.
He's like, two different ones, a woman and a man, they both said cayenne pepper. Pigs hate it. I'm like, dude, I think they think of it as like, they smell it and say, there's some barbecue here,
nom,
man.
Nom, nom, nom,
where's
nom.
It at? And they're just digging harder, looking for the damn pot roast or something.
They love a big black pepper. That's what you got to find.
Oh, is that they what love it was? It. I think I had just a regular, just a bottle of the
they
seasoning
like it
up
spicy.
There. Yeah, I was really maybe I was using Zatarain's now that I think about it.
Oh, my God.
Cajun girl.
Cayenne.
Jazz it up.
That explains it.
Zatarain's. They all start.
Zatarain's in the yard.
Speaking some Cajun.
Zatarain's in the yard, all over the yard.
They're having a party in your backyard.
People showing up with napkins around their necks.
Necks.
Where's the barbecue at?
Some dancing pigs.
There's Fat Tuesday in his yard smell like Zatarain's.
You can start rolling. Some Cajun rice. Why you that man? Me has got some better in the yard now. Come on.
Come to our boy, Matt Man.
Oh, Lord. They're throwing beads in the yard and everything.
Grab everybody. Grab shrimp. Your neck napkin. Now, come on now.
Bring some shrimp, Daddy.
I mean, Looper, you're right. Some of the, like, I was talking about one of the pigs, oddly enough, that is, I don't know the weight of this pig. He's thick. And he can get under a fence that is 5 to 6 inches tall.
So that fence has got to be wrecked.
And the pig, but it's not.
What?
It's like how them damn how a snake can swallow like a deer.
Yeah.
They can do their bodies in that way.
He's going to be digging dirt out of his pork rind for a couple weeks.
It's incredible. You got dirt all in your chitlin
right now. The animals
are
smarter than us.
God, Looper might have to hold on.
You want
to
hold on, Looper?
No, I don't mind.
Hey, oh, shout out to our boy Rico Dukes, Looper. Big fan.
He's a big Tim Looper fan, yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right.
I love the Rico Dukes.
Yes.
He's
the man. You took one earlier. Right. Hold on, Tim. Hold on. 1 second. All right. We'll talk more about squirrels next. And
he really does have a legit issue. Like, it can cost you a lot of money.
Well, yeah. But it's also like the thing about when you go to the zoo, you're paying, as a taxpayer, you're paying the taxes for the zoo. You do the breakdown, you see all that stuff. But then you get there, and they're going to charge you to go in the zoo. And then if you want to feed their animals, you got to buy feed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what's
it's like me saying, you want to come to the farm today? It's $10. You want to feed the animals? You can have a handful for $5, and we have a concession stand.
Plus, you know, with the zoo, you got to have some starter animals, right? Like, they have goats, and you're like, I just paid like $30 a piece to go see a goat.
Oh, you're thinking about an upstate fair.
That's so cute.
All right. We will we'll take a break. More with Tim Looper and Squirrels. Good morning.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Now, when you, Fat Boy, when you mentioned Rico Dukes, the first thing I was like, who died?
I know, I was waiting on it. It's always somebody I don't hear about.
I know. It's one of those things when, you know, he'll take this in jest, but it's like if I don't hear Fat Boy mention his name, I'm like, all right, all is right with the world. No one famous has died.
Plus, I like how he breaks it to me. And you've seen those screen caps. He'll just say, so-and-so did.
Did you just admit you screenshot text between people and send them to others?
No.
No.
Why would you even think that?
No, the time you, because that day, I don't remember who the celebrity was. I thought I scooped you. I was like, hey, I don't even take, like, if I find out, it's just a fun.
That's
we're not
so
making,
morbid.
I know, but we're not, at least we don't do a death pool anymore. We're not making fun of death, but if it's kind of a funny little, little
would you
joke
believe? Yeah.
We do to see if we can break the news to the other person first.
I see.
So I'll do it so fast. I'll put like, whatever the guy, John Smith, skull bones emoji. I won't even take the time to
so you're
link
a
in
scooper.
The yeah. I try to be, but then get Fat it. Boy's like, I hate to tell you, man, but Rico beat you to the punch, and then he'll
really
screenshoot it and show it. Rico,
damn,
he got
Rico.
Me about 11 minutes.
I can see how it gets addictive because when Scott Weiland passed away,
oh,
I was
sad.
Here when it happened, and nobody, only a couple places that really reported it. So when I put it on Facebook for the stage, it blew up, and you just watch the numbers go.
What about that guy? Real quick, we're going to get back to Tim Looper. Speaking of Rico.
Don't you hang up.
But
Squirrel
that,
man.
That guy, I can't remember his name now, and I don't know how to Google it. I think he was in Texas. He was was it a senator, congressman? Anyway, the person who had his seat in that office, I know it's Texas. I can. His name was Sylvester. I can't remember his last name.
Sylvester.
But the woman that had whatever his title was, I don't know Texas politics. It was a senator, House of whatever. And
Congress?
House of Congress. No. Gosh. You know what I should? I will look
yeah,
that up.
Because
I know
his name.
I'll just put in Texas Sylvester, and that'll pop up. But anyway, the woman who had the position that he ran for died in office of kind of like, this is sus. After the speech the other night that Trump did, the State of the Union, dude collapses in Congress and freaking died. 2 months into him having that.
Good Lord.
Particular seat. Texas Democrat, House Representative, Democrat rep.
So did the Al Green situation draw attention to it because he's from Texas and then, you know, he dominated the headlines for a couple days?
Yeah. The former Houston mayor was 2 months in his first term serving Texas's 18th district, a seat previously held by Sheila Jackson Lee, who died in office in July of mysterious causes.
Oh yeah, I remember her passing away.
Like, I would not run for that particular position.
That is doomed.
Cool.
You missed one, Rico.
Sorry, Rico. I missed that one.
I appreciate how he filters them.
Which way?
I get the important ones. Like, we were going back and forth with Gene Hackman. Like, but look, everybody's trying to figure that one out still. And I'll buy the latest what Michael Biden said.
Yeah.
You know, he probably had a heart attack. She tried to get him his medicine and probably fell.
That's like armchair quarterbacking murder, though. Like,
yeah, so I think I can make sense of it.
I mean, if you try to figure out how people die, that's what you do.
See?
Yeah. You know, you gotta.
Well, I know, but we're not. Looper, feel free to join in so we don't completely bypass you and go to break and not forget. But
evidence.
I think the fact that the dog did not, because we talked about that, would a dog feed on their dead owners if they died in the house? And everything on the internet said yes, they would, out of survival mode. So they mummified over.
Which I still don't know what that means.
It just means that the temperature was right. It didn't rot.
Right.
It didn't stay cold. It just kind of like, as nature would, if you died in
Well, because the fluids elements. Leave your body. It's going to happen.
So anyway, back to squirrels.
They're going to if you keep talking.
Yikes.
I'm looking at a tufted titmouse fly by.
What?
A titmouse.
Tufted titmouse.
Oh.
They're tiny little birds.
Well, if you see my macaque swinging through, grab that sucker.
Yeah.
He's got rabies.
He knows his birds, man.
No, that's a monkey. That's a monkey. Right? Isn't the macaque a monkey?
It is.
Yeah,
is tiny
I believe
monkey?
It is.
Tiny, tiny little monkey.
Your name's Jack Hanif. His middle name was off.
So I don't know if Looper's laughing.
Come on, you stepped all over my joke.
Well,
your middle name's off if it was Jack Hanif.
I'll give you about 20 more. I don't know if Looper's
If I had an octopus right now, you'd be eight birds.
Wow.
If you had an octopus right now, you'd have about seven left over.
All right, Tim.
He's tickled.
I don't know if he's laughing or if fat bird's like flying through.
I can't even say.
It's the mouse teat or whatever it was.
The tickle mouse or whatever it was.
Yeah. So the squirrels.
It's amazing, though. Yeah, these birds don't. I'm not going to swear. They don't care that I'm here, and they just fly around. Wrens, all of them. It's awesome.
Kind of psychopathic.
Isn't it? Well, it's like that song by Lynyrd Skynyrd. So let me ask you this, Tim. Are you like me? Do you ever, like, go to a particular room of the house? Like, I know if I'm ever standing in front of the sink washing, I pre-wash and throw them in the dishwasher, I will always look out into the yard, and I will see a particular bird that is always sitting on the fence post, almost looking right at me.
Cardinal?
To the point... Well, where I don't know their religious affiliation page, but or the baseball team they play for, but too many thoughts at once. But it will. It's almost like it's looking at me, like it knew that I was going to be there. It's looking at me, and I'm like, am I like paranoid right now, or could that possibly be a way of surveillance?
Probably had a booger hanging out, and it's just, you know.
Well, I thought it was a bird on a fence post.
I have, like, every morning, we've named him Francisco. He's a baby cardinal. He's not, like, fully red. He has a lot of brown on him.
Oh.
I don't know what, there's something to that, you know, but I do connect with it. Is it real? I don't know. It is to me. I think that's all that
there
matters.
There is some kind of, like, I'm not being all, like, New Age or whatever the word would be for this, but there is some kind of getting on one with nature. Because I say it with them animals at the farm. When I sit there and like look into their eyes when I'm feeding them, don't be gross. When I'm feeding them, I knew you were going to take
it
away.
There goes that question.
You look in, you feel that oneness. Like, man, like these this is really cool right now. I don't know. Until you're around them, it's kind of hard to explain.
And it's a quote I remember.
Don't
no
spray
matter,
paint anything on the side of my barn.
But no matter how new age... No matter how new age I get, old age is still going to kick me in the ass.
Oh, yeah. Amen to that. Amen.
Well, it makes you wonder, like, you know, you're talking about dying around animals. What if you died outside on the farm? Like, is Otis going to take one bite at
you? Them goats would go to... Them goats will eat anything. Like, no, I think bastards. I could get sick and throw up, and they'd go...
They've only got one set of teeth.
And human-like teeth, when you look at a goat's teeth, they are human-like. Yeah. Like, I've got a goat, I'll show you, that's got perfect human teeth.
What?
Like, they look like they're
like donkey?
Perfectly straight across the bottom.
Donkey had great
Even
teeth.
Mine aren't that
donkey,
aligned
donkey.
That well.
They have pretty teeth. Hey, yeah. Hey,
but like
Tim.
A goat would lick you like a salt block.
Are well, you, if you pour, I was going to say, you pour salt all over your body, they will.
Are you
it's
going
like the chocolate
to
of dogs or
anything
peanut butter.
Difficult right now, Tim?
But Paige, my God, do you take something fun and turn
No, I want to
and...
ask him a question. Yeah. Are you?
I would say, well, just life in general.
Because that cardinal is giving you a good sign.
Oh,
that's how I interpret
that's a good
it, yeah.
Message.
That goat looks like an ugly girl.
Look at the teeth on that goat, though. Like Dennis would, like, dude, we have kids coming in here.
That goat sounds like it's going to start singing something. Like
that's birds.
That's a cartoon goat.
That goat is going to sing next time you
it
go
It looks
back
like it just rode out west with Timothy Leary. Like, look at his eyes.
It looks like that bucktooth kid from Meme Fame.
Hey, don't be mean to my goat. He's the goat. All right, Tim.
Yes.
You're
yes.
a blessing. You're a treasure.
It's
Thank
a
you,
yodeling
sir.
Goat.
Y'all are, too. Thank you for the time. Love you.
We love you. Have a good morning.
I'm going to save my serious question.
Sodong hail. Sodong hail. Okay. Sodong hail.
I saw you.
Peace. And we're out. You still there?
No, he hung up.
I remember that with Vince.
I like
We'd
to speak
do that with him, too. You still there?
Yeah, but...
Oh, Tim. Oh, man. Meant to tell him. Did he know that... what's the guy from this coming to Comic-Con that we're like, dude, Looper will pop when he...
Might have been Giancarlo Esposito.
Now I'm going to
start. Oh, Jonathan Frakes. He's a big Trekkie.
Brent Spiner. Yep. That's it.
They're both coming, Frakes and Spiner.
Yeah, Frakes and Spiner.
Looper loves Star Trek.
Sounds like a podcast Odyssey would pay millions for. Paige?
Yeah.
What is up? It's Star Trek talk. What's up in the Plex?
You know, Crystal Light is changing something that you might love.
Is she a porno star? Or where do I know her from?
Crystal Light. Oh, yeah. That's the diet drink or whatever.
Yeah, but now it's getting boozy. I'll tell you why.
Shaboozy?
Bougie or boozy?
Boozy.
Which one's which? Like, it's, you're talking about they're going to mix it with liquor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.